Is there any danger of, we finally got here, or are you confident you can maintain this really good momentum that you've built up late in the season?
Yeah, it's a part of keep growing as a team. You know, that was a part about a month ago of the season, and you can see the growth in us. Our offense is getting better. Our defense is still hard-nosed, and that momentum, that's what you need coming into the playoffs. And those two games on the weekend were pressure cooked. You know, we lose one, we're out of the playoffs. And, you know, pressure is a funny thing. Sometimes it breaks teams and it seems to bring the best out on us. And we look forward to doing that again this weekend.
Sean Ridditch was really impressive yesterday. Looks like he's flying, ready to go. Can he be a bit of a sleepy one to watch here in the finals?
Yeah, no, he's been really good the last couple of weeks off the bench in providing energy for us. And, you know, he won the game virtually in Melbourne when we played him here, that steal and last 2 points. And, you know, got some threes against Sydney. It was great. But he's fresh, you know. He hasn't played that many minutes this year, so he's ready to go.
Has his retirement announcement almost galvanised the team a little bit, given even a bit more to play for to send him out on a high note?
Yeah, I think that's just, we haven't really spoke about that as a group, but it's just internally there's a lot of guys that owe him a lot. He taught a lot of these guys how to be an elite player, and you know, hopefully we get to send him out on a good note.
Trying to go back to back, there's a significant achievement in any sport. Have you discussed with the players the challenge of trying to do that this year?
I think it's just I know that the media says that all the time, and history has that we won the championship last year, and that's great, but it's a different team. You know, we had to change the imports, and we're finally healthy. This is the first time that we go to Cairns with a full squad. Matt missed a game last time, and Casey pulled out just before the game last time. So to go up there with a full team gives us confidence. And, you know, we've got that momentum, and we've got guys that sacrifice for the team. You know, you have Bryce that has an NBA contract, that sacrificed to say he wants to play here. You got Matty Knight was a double-double last weekend. He said, no, keep Jesse out there. He's playing so well. And that unselfishness rewards the team, and that's why we're improving, and that's why we're heading in the right direction at the right time of the year.
You mentioned health. Your medical staff have done a fair job this year. You must be really happy that they've managed to get everyone right.
Yeah, this is what it matters for. You know, you don't want to be limping into the playoffs with people injured and carrying stuff. We're full, and hopefully we get through today fine, and we're ready to go on Friday night.
You had some great battles with Cairns this season. What's going to be the secret to taking them down?
Yeah, it's just we match up really well with them. Obviously, we played two overtime games and got that, and it's just really our belief. We know when the pressure's on and the crunch time comes that we trust each other, we believe in each other, and, you know, we're a championship team. We've been to the top of the mountain. We don't choke when the game's on the line, and that's that builds in the last couple of minutes of the game when it's close.
Nate Jarwai was big in the second half. Last time you played, how do you stop him?
Yeah, well, we'll give him different looks. Obviously, having Matt in the lineup this time is better. And I think I said after game we're going for Hollywood blocks, and we don't need to do that and get out of position. And Nate, no one's going to move Nate when he's 2 feet from the bucket, so we've got to do a better job with that.
You guys know him so well. Are there any weaknesses there that you can exploit?
Well, if you play 4 minutes like last week against Adelaide, it'd be really handy. He gets fouled out. But Nate's going to do well. We know. You know, through experience with Nate, what he does, and so you know, we'll be ready for it.
Angus was angry when he spoke to us after arriving back from Cairns last time. Do you sense a steely resolve that he wants to make up for that game?
I think, yeah. No, we had a really good talk with that. There was a couple of guys that were really unhappy with their performance and how we reacted. They're showing that mental toughness, and so happy that happened during the course of the season, and now we have a chance to change things with that. They were very physical with us, and we were probably looking to the referees for the foul, but we know playoff basketball, it's on, so we're ready for it and ready to go.
So, Ricky, Texas foul, Coach, will you have a look at it again before the game and sort of the way you handled it, the mindset you had?
We spoke about it after the game, and you know, the last weekend it was a good test for us of the mental toughness. You know, Melbourne, we're hitting shots, and sometimes teams crumble at those situations. We were certainly stronger, but we won't revisit anything. We just learn from it.
You feel like you owe Cairns, though, given that they won in controversial circumstances last time you played them?
Oh, it's not so much owe. It's, you know, that we had three games go down to the wire, you know, and two in overtime. So we're pretty confident when the game comes on the line, we'll be ready to play. And like I said, this is the first time that we've gone there with a full squad. full healthy squad, and that's you know, that you've got to have that to win the finals. Yeah, look, Mitchell's provided us a good spark for them, but I haven't really been worried about any other team. We've been worrying about ourselves, and we know we've won four of the last five, got great momentum going into the finals, and you need that at this time of the year. You want to be coming home the straight, flashing down the outside, and that's us.
History suggests that teams who finish third or fourth, you know, really up against it. Do you think this year's a bit...
That's how we finished up third. So, look, we're in the last four. Maybe, you know, you look at Hawthorn a couple of years ago, didn't finish in the top two and still got there and won the championship. So if you're good enough, you'll win there. It's a guarantee that the best team will win it.
And you touched on Cotton earlier. How crucial has he been, first of all, to helping the team get to the playoffs and now heading into the semis?
Yeah, look, he's unselfish. We said that with his NBA contract saying here for it. He's unselfish on the court. You know, he's shooting the lights out at the moment, and he makes right decisions on the court. You know, he plays the right way, and yeah, him, Casey and Damo, I think this is about their seventh or eighth game together, that you can see the synergy within them. And they're reading each other, they're playing in front of the game, and it takes that long to get clicking on the court, and, you know, he's a big part of it.
Yeah, Bryce and Casey, where do you think they rank in terms of an import?
Yeah, hopefully you'll see the best to come. I think the last weekend was a really good stepping stone for them. Just know where each other and feeding off each other. And I'll tell you, we win a championship.
And how frustrating that you can't get more direct flights to Cairns, given you have to go by Melbourne. It's almost 9 hours of travel.
Yeah, well, usually you go through Alice Springs, but there was only two seats available. I think Fox had got those, I know. But, look, it is what it is. We know travel. We travel more than any other team in the league, and the guys are used to it. We just have to go via Melbourne, but it is what it is, and, you know, we move on.